This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I am Tanner Schwint. My co-host is Brian Carey.
Hello.
And joining us now on the Clearwater Products Hotline, it is the president and CEO of the Fort Collins Area Chamber of Commerce, Ann Hutchison. Ann, good morning. Great to have you on the program this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
We are as well, and excited to hear about what is going on at the Fort Collins Area Chamber of Commerce. And before we do that, for our listeners out there, why don't we learn a little bit more about you? Are you from the area? How did you get involved with the chamber? And, obviously eventually become the CEO of it.
Yeah, so I was born in Fort Collins, but grew up on the Eastern Plains. After graduating from UNC in Greeley, I ended up in Southwest Kansas for a number of years, making Garden City my home, and then had an opportunity to come back to Colorado in 2003 and took a position with the chamber at that time as policy committee coordinator, which is a position we don't even have anymore, but it was a lot of herding of cats, working in policy, working with leadership. And from there was promoted to executive vice president, served in that role for about 18 years. And then when David May announced his retirement in 2020, I had the opportunity to apply for the position of CEO, and the board said yes, and here we are today.
I think you understated the position of dealing with policy, because that is that is a job that I wouldn't wish upon my worst enemy. It's so important, but going through all of the different changes in legislation that could impact businesses, I'm sure you learned a lot very quickly about the ins and outs of how much business owners, specifically obviously in Fort Collins, have to be aware of with new legislation.
Oh, absolutely. And being in Fort Collins is fantastic. I really do love my hometown, but we have an incredibly active political environment here in Fort Collins, and there are decisions being made just about every Tuesday evening in Fort Collins that impacts local business owners. And then certainly we have that crazy time we call the General Assembly from January through May that regularly has dramatic impacts on business based on the decisions that are made. So, love the policy work. We were also a small business owner along the way, so I can really appreciate and see the unintended consequences that roll all the way down to especially a small downtown or family-owned business.
Well, Fort Collins has such an array of commerce. I mean, when you look around, and that's one of the things about Fort Collins that has always been part of the identity, is that there is so much diversity as far as entertainment, as far as restaurants, as far as everything. I think everything is represented there. Do you get a lot of new businesses that are looking to come in there? Because it seems like Fort Collins, as well as a lot of places along the Front Range, really, really push mom and pop local business. And I know that's something that Fort Collins has championed as well.
Oh, absolutely. And the great thing is our economy really kind of starts at the top of the pyramid with super strong primary employers. We have companies like Woodward, where almost 99% of their product is sold outside of the walls of Colorado. And those fresh dollars make their way into our economy and then absolutely help to inspire that mom-and-pop, Main Street, retail-focused, restaurant-focused opportunity. So having a super strong primary employment base with technology, manufacturing, healthcare here in Fort Collins ends up being a primary employer. That then makes its way down to, we have a strong high-tech presence that then makes its way to Main Street. And there's no doubt that there continues to be fantastic interest in people starting and growing business here in Fort Collins.
Well, diversity in an economy is a strong point, but it also makes the job of the chamber, I'm sure, much more difficult because the needs of those mom and pops are a lot different than some of those mainstay, those big employers in Fort Collins.
You are not wrong, although there are a lot of these bigger policy issues that cut across. We have been fighting for almost 3 years on changing local housing policy to make sure that whether you're a mom-and-pop business or you're a primary employer, your employees can actually live and work in the community in which they want to be. Additionally, we are incredibly strong in transportation policy. The Fort Collins Area Chamber was one of the very first leaders in the space of expanding I-25 to make sure that we could move people, goods, and services throughout this region, but also make sure that we connect with our urban core. And taking the lead on issues like that has helped us to serve not only Main Street, but also our primary employers.
So obviously the U+2 has been a big thing that's been going around over in Fort Collins. Does the chamber have a stance on that?
Yes. We are in favor of changing any and all policy that may increase housing availability. So we actually supported eliminating U+2 or at least modifying it, and we've been in that space for at least 5 years. We stood firmly with the governor's housing bill last year and have also then supported that same mix of bills as they've come through the state legislature this year, and are looking forward to the conversation now at City Hall relative to what does that mean in Fort Collins now that we have a statewide position. Additionally, happy to report, council here in Fort Collins approved on basically a 7-0 vote the adoption of a foundational land use code. So it's a modernization of our code from 1997, and we're excited to be able to work with the city to help move ahead relative to additional housing issues.
You know, I'm wondering, this as usual, I always come up with a question that seems a little bit out there, but I'm wondering, a role in the chamber is you want to get people to recognize your city. You want them to know what it's about and attract the right kind of people in there. When there is success on a national level with Colorado State University, does it have any effect on the growth, on people showing interest, just that advertising of having it in the national spotlight? How beneficial is that to the city of Fort Collins?
Yes. Oh, what a wonderful question. And I'll start out by saying, go Rams. I had the great opportunity of being in Charlotte for the first round of the tournament this year to cheer on the Rams.
Awesome.
And there's no doubt that any time Colorado State, Fort Collins makes that national headline space, whether it's because of the outstanding play of Isaiah Stevens and Nico Medved's coaching, or if it's the latest and greatest research that's coming out of Colorado State. Maintaining a position of excellence means that you end up on lots of people's radar, and we think that's fantastic. There's an opportunity for just about anyone in our community.
No, that is great to hear, and of course we always love to see the Rams go deep in the sports world.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Like you said, that research that comes out of a lot of the, especially even I know we're big in the ag world here in Northern Colorado. Hearing what comes out of CSU is always great as we continue our visit with Ann Hutchison, the CEO and president of the Fort Collins Area Chamber of Commerce. Now, Ann, we've been seeing a little bit more turmoil in some of the local politicians. Of course, our neighbors and our friends over in Loveland having a difficult time. We saw some of the stuff that was going on at the city council meetings in Fort Collins as well. Has it made the job of the chamber a little bit more difficult with some of that turmoil, especially in an election year that has been coming down to the local government? Or do you guys, have you been able to navigate your way through that?
Super interesting question, and one that doesn't have an easy answer. Here in Fort Collins and under my leadership, we've really been focused on building relationships. And that's relationships with appointed officials department heads, city managers, assistant city managers, but it's also them building relationships with those elected officials. And that focus has allowed us to disagree when we need to, but also to actually find pathways of agreement moving forward. Certainly, it's tough to watch what's happening in Loveland. I think that those elected officials are really intent on doing what they think is best for their community, and sometimes that's just a hard position to be in. We are hopeful that they will end up finding a balance with the business community in Loveland, as well as their citizens. That there's a lot of really great stuff that's happening in Loveland, and it would be incredibly heartbreaking to see some of that head off of a track because new leaders maybe may or may not fully appreciate how powerful the dais and the microphone at the dais is in setting trajectories for communities.
No, I think that's a great answer, and I wanted to follow up specifically about Mayor Jenny Arndt, because, you know, we've got a great relationship with Mayor John Gates here in Greeley, who always says that, you know, him and Jenny do not agree on a lot, but they do it in a respectful manner. I visited with Jenny at a couple of your guys' events as well. How closely do you work with Mayor Arndt, and how has that relationship been?
Yes, we spend a lot of time with Mayor Arndt, and really, Northern Colorado is especially privileged to have her serving as mayor. I completely appreciate her big thinking, her efforts to balance quality of life with economic success alongside environmental protections. I think she walked that line in just a tremendous fashion. And, you know, in Fort Collins, we are a council form of government. So while the mayor rings the gavel and runs the meetings, she's one of seven votes. And we work hard to make sure that we're spending time with all of our council members to really understand what they want to get done, how it will impact the business community in either a positive or negative way, and again, how we can find pathways that serve multiple interests and help our community grow stronger. But you will absolutely see me at the front of the Mayor Jenny Arndt fan club. I've volunteered to be chairman and have a lot of people that want to come along with me.
No, I love that. And what is on the forefront for the Fort Collins Area Chamber of Commerce this quarter, whether it be policy, whether it be events coming up? What do we have going on at the Fort Collins Area Chamber of Commerce?
Oh, you bet. So, again, we had a really big step last night with a city council modifying this land use code, really modernizing it. That then opens the door for us to, again, work alongside staff and council in taking on what they're calling phase two of the land use code. So it's thinking bigger and broader about how do we use the space that we have in Fort Collins to serve as many people as possible. So that'll be a big lift for us on the policy side, just really digging in and supporting that work. Additionally, we have a couple of ballot issues that could be coming our way in Fort Collins at the end of the year. One is specifically tied to transportation funding. We've been a long-time supporter of a quarter cent being spent on street maintenance here in Fort Collins. And so, again, we'll be working alongside council and staff in order to help drive good solutions for our community. On the event side, we've got a number of things coming up with our next, I guess, premium event being our State of Business event, and that's coming up on June 20th. We'll be at the Beer Garden at Anheuser-Busch once again this year, but it's just a great opportunity for us to tell the story of what does the business climate look like in Fort Collins, but also to open the door for business to interact with elected officials as well as appointed officials across the region. Just really a fantastic opportunity to connect, to learn, and to stand up for business.
No, that is a wonderful event. I was out there broadcasting live for that event last year, and just a wonderful event that you guys have coming up. So, Ann, really appreciate your time this morning. We can't wait to continue these with you throughout the course of the year. We're happy to be a part of the Fort Collins Area Chamber of Commerce, and thank you for your insight today. We really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the invite. And for anyone looking for information about the Chamber, certainly check us out at our website, which is fortcollinschamber.com. We have a tremendous number of opportunities that are available to not only members but to our larger business community, and we'd love to have you join us.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Ann.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
There you go. Ann Hutchison.
She's wonderful.
Yeah, Fort Collins Area Chamber of Commerce. Appreciate her willing to answer anything that we threw at her. There was no questions that we had prepped with her on that, and I think you heard that throughout there, and open and honest answers from Ann. That's all we can hope for from people in that position.
It's what we ask all the time, and it's just really cool when it happens.
Yeah, great conversation there with Ann Hutchison, Fort Collins Area Chamber of Commerce President. 8:23 the time now. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.